Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. It's Leanne and Garwin Lenander, another Saturday morning with something a little different this morning. We get some questions on things, and we just, even I occasionally will say something wrong and say, whoa, that's wrong. So let's talk about that. But before we go there, Leanne, give your phone number so Bob doesn't come in and beat us up again.
Yes, again.
My number is 651-365-5000.
And mine is 651-436-3997. What we're going to talk about is the difference between taxable, tax-exempt, tax-free, and tax-deferred.
We're into the tax season now. People are starting to think about the end of the year, and that's why these terms are coming up.
And again, these are confusing because some things can be tax-free or can be tax-exempt or can be taxable. And it depends a little bit on how you use them. We'll get into that a little bit. But let's just talk about the evil one first, Leanne. Let's talk about the taxable one.
If you have a fund, like a mutual fund, and it's in your regular account, that is taxable. If you have individual stocks, bonds in your regular account, that is taxable.
Now, what do you mean by regular account?
In other words, it's not in some kind of a retirement account.
Okay.
Because that's a tax-deferred account. So also you have stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, you have money markets, you have a savings account at the bank, you have CDs. Those are all taxable, and you'll know about that when you start filing your taxes. You will definitely have to keep those statements that you get at the end of the year. And when you get those statements, it's going to say right on there what is taxable and what isn't. But watch it carefully, because don't think you're not going to pay taxes on some of these things, because you will.
Absolutely guaranteed. You said CDs are taxable.
They can be if they're at the bank, correct. They're making interest.
And that's kind of almost a sin now with CDs at one point or three.
Not much there, is there?
Three quarters of 1%, and then they're going to tax you on that. But that's the way they are. Now, one thing you forgot is property. You buy some property, and you sell it.
For a profit.
For a profit.
That's not for a loss.
Not for a loss. Now, that may be capital gains, maybe long-term or short-term capital gains, but that you're going to have to pay taxes on it. Those things all are taxable.
And one thing I didn't bring up when we talk about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, if they pay dividends, long-term capital gains, and they're in their regular account, that will be taxable to you. So watch all those things carefully and keep track of it, especially for the year that you're going to be taxed,
so
going to taxes.
All dividends are taxable if they're not in an IRA.
In certain kinds of accounts, definitely.
Right. So that's always confusing to people. Do I have to pay taxes? Yeah, you got to pay taxes on all that. And that's why I'm saying the CDs, with their minimal interest rates right now, it's almost a sin that you got to pay
taxes.
They're
almost losing money.
Yeah, almost losing money. Okay, let's go to tax-exempt. Now, this one's a pretty simple one, Leanne. What's tax-exempt? What does that mean?
We have a tax-exempt investment in the state of Minnesota. Those are tax-exempt bonds, bonds put out by the state of Minnesota, and they are exempt from taxes. That interest you get are actually exempt from taxes. And there are different kinds of tax-exempt bonds. And so when you look that the state is putting them out, and they're saying, okay, we're going to give you interest on it, general obligation bonds, depends upon the kind. Just remember, if they're in the state of Minnesota puts them off, they are tax exempt. And you check on that when you buy them.
Now, what do you mean by, let's define tax exempt again. What do you mean by that?
You're exempt from paying taxes on that interest.
Okay, so you do not have to pay taxes on that.
That's right. But you have to be careful. They have several different mutual fund companies out there that own the tax-exempt bonds. And if they own the tax-exempt bonds for our state, and Minnesota's got good tax-exempt bonds, then they are exempt from taxes when you go and do your tax records.
And I'm going to ask a question that you may not know. Does Wisconsin offer tax-exempt bonds?
No, they don't. So, at this point, they don't.
Okay. But some other states do.
Yes, but then they may not be tax-exempt to you if you're not a resident of the state. So if you bought, that's the tricky part.
If you bought Louisiana tax-exempt bonds, they may not be. They will not necessarily be. Well, they won't be tax-exempt in Minnesota.
Could be because of the fact you have to be a resident of that state.
Okay, so that's a simple one. Tax-exempt means you do not pay taxes on it.
So, Garwin, let's move on. And what about tax-deferred?
Tax-deferred are something that you have, the growth is not taxed today. It will be taxed somewhere in the future.
Now, Bob, what would you think that would be?
Oh, boy. You kind of put
Did we trick him?
He was napping.
He was going to nap over there.
Mm-hmm. I would say, oh, boy, I'll let you answer that one.
napping, weren't you?
Well, annuities are the best example of a tax-deferred.
Oh,
because they are not taxed today. They are taxed. Somebody's going to get taxed someday down the road.
Okay.
That's one of the beauties of tax deferral, because you don't pay current income tax on them.
Okay. Now, even if I had been paying attention, I wouldn't have got that right.
Yeah, that's why she asked you. She'd be mean.
But then what? Now, there is something that you would have in the tax-deferred area. Do you have any idea what that would be?
That I would have in the tax-deferred area that you haven't already mentioned? Give me a hint.
Your retirement account.
Oh, yes.
Because when you put money into a retirement account, an IRA, a SEP, a simple plan, whatever it may be, it's going to be deferred until the time you take it out. At that point in time, then they're going to look at how much you put in and how much you're taking out. And it's going to grow deferred until you pull it out.
Yep, I thought you already mentioned that. That's why I've said
so an IRA, a 401k, a 403b.
Those are all tax deferred.
All tax deferred.
You put taxable money in,
mm-hmm.
but then when it comes out, when it's in a retirement account, that is when you're going to be taxed on it.
But you've got to be very careful here, because I said annuities were tax deferred. And annuities can be in an IRA.
Oh, okay.
So you get a double deferral, but it doesn't do you any good. You only get one deferral anyway. But annuities in an IRA would be double deferred. You know, you get it twice, but it doesn't do you any good.
Yeah.
But here's another thing you got to be careful of. You might put, Bob, let's say you put $50,000 into an annuity, but it is not into an IRA. You let it grow for 25 years, and then you go to take your money out. If it was in an IRA, it would be 100% taxable. But if it's into a plain annuity, $50,000 of that would not be taxable because it was put in with after-tax dollars.
Oh, because it's already been taxed once.
It's already been taxed once. Yeah. So people with annuities sometimes make the mistake of saying, well, the whole thing's taxable, or none of it's taxable.
Mm-hmm.
No, you got to be careful. Where does it come? Where did the money come from when you put it into the account? Depends on how it's taxed. So this is always a very complicated situation,
mm-hmm.
and that's what gets people screwed up.
So there's so many different ways you look at your investments. You look at the places where you make money. You have to consider there might be taxes on the other side of that growth. So you have to look at what kind of investment or what you are putting your money into as far as is there going to be a taxable side to it or not.
Now, the last one is tax-free. Well, before we go there, Leanne, give your phone number.
651-365-5000.
Mine is 651-436-3997.
And again, we love questions from the audience. And you don't have to leave your name. You can be anonymous. And just shoot us a question. You can call us here at the radio station during the week and leave a question even. And we'll pass it on, and it'll get on the show.
We love to have them.
So let's hit the last one.
Tax-free. Now, there are a few things that are tax-free, and obviously the biggest one is life insurance. Tax-free, and that's always a question.
But to who?
Well,
That's the tricky part.
Always to the beneficiary.
Okay.
So that money comes in tax-free. It may be $5,000 or it may be $500 million. It still comes in income tax-free.
Are you talking about an insurance payout for that 1 year?
I'm talking about insurance payout.
Yeah, okay. To the beneficiary.
Now, it may not be estate tax-free. That's a different ballgame, but we're talking about income tax here.
But that's why we have to point out that difference.
There could be a difference there. So life insurance always comes in income tax-free. I've been in business for, 47, 48 years.
You hate to say it,
I hate to even say it.
He chokes when he says it.
Yeah. I'm almost 55 now, But periodically, the Congress says we're going to start taxing income tax on life insurance benefits. And then the big hubbub blows up, and then it blows away. But life insurance has always been income tax-free. Now, there's another thing that can be income tax-free is disability insurance. But here you got to be careful who paid the premium.
And see, people don't realize that it makes a difference if someone else pays the premium or you're paying the premium.
So are you talking about your employer paying the premium?
I'm talking about your employer paying it or Bob paying it.
Okay.
Let's say KLBB Radio bought disability on Bob, and Bob becomes disabled. He has to pay income tax on that benefit. If Bob pays the premium and he becomes disabled, those benefits come in income tax-free.
Okay.
So there is a very definitive situation here. You've got to be careful who paid it. And that's the key, who pays it and so forth. Now, there's one more thing that we can get tax-free. And
that's a gift of money.
Gift of money. You can always give people money, and typically you can give $14,000 a piece each year.
To each person.
What do you mean a piece? A piece to a person? Or
if we have two grandchildren, I can give one $14,000, and I can give the other one $14,000.
And then I can give $14,000, and I can give the other one
$14,000.
Oh, okay. So we could give $56,000 away if we had it.
But it's tax-free to the child.
Tax-free to the child.
But why you gift is because maybe you want to be sure that they have something in remembrance of you.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you can get credit for getting that money out of your estate. Because if you have an estate that you're concerned about as too much taxes, you can go ahead and lower those taxes some by giving the money away.
Right. There's financial benefit to you, right?
Right. Absolutely. Right. That's the only reason. Not the only reason, but that would be a very much a reason to do it is to give it away to benefit you.
Mm-hmm.
So there are things that you have to be careful of when you're getting money in. Where does it come from? Is it tax deferred? Is it tax free? Is it tax exempt? Is it taxable? And it's always confusing. And people run into the question all the time is, do I pay income tax on it? And that, no, you do. No, yes. You have to look at each situation.
If you have a question, you need to talk to your CPA or your financial advisor.
Or give us a call.
Because they will point it out to them.
Give us a call. We're not tax attorneys, but typically we can give you an answer.
And you know strategies and stuff.
You know strategies and stuff. Because there are things that you can do. And, of course, the one that I get most excited about is the tax-free thing of life insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Life insurance always comes in tax-free. Now, we're getting close to the end. Leanne, you want to give your phone number again?
651-365-5000.
And mine is 651-436-3997.
And don't forget about the questions. Send them in to KLBB Radio during the week, and we'll pass them on.
Or call us, and we'll give you them.
Yeah. We'd love to have questions. So thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show. We'll talk to you again next week.
Experience counts, now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else. Experience counts, and Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLVB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at klbbradio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.